Good afternoon. It's time to take a look at your sports here in the noon hour with me, Carl, the new guy. Hope your Monday's going well, and I hope it only gets better from here. A look at your local schedule tonight. Linville Sully girls basketball at 7:15 tonight versus GMG. And I'll have those scores for you first thing tomorrow. And over the weekend, the Aqua girls finished with three relays in the top 10 and a fourth place finish for Hannah Netter, the four-year state qualifier in the 100-yard butterfly, with a time of 57.45. The team overall finished 14th out of 32 with 61 points. Congratulations, Aqua Girls. The NCAA Division III football playoffs are returning to Central College in Pella. The 10-0 Dutch will take on 8-2 Bethel University from Minnesota Saturday at noon at Ron and Joyce Kipper Stadium. The 32-team playoff field was revealed late Sunday afternoon. It's Central's 22nd NCAA playoff appearance, its second in a row, and sixth for Coach Jeff McMartin, now in his 18th season. Central is ranked number 10 in the AFCA Division III coaches poll and number 9 in the D3Football.com Top 25 poll. Well, Iowa is up to 18th in the latest Associated Press poll. The Hawkeyes were outgained and outrushed by the Minnesota team this weekend. They had the ball for 40 minutes straight, but in the end, the Hawkeyes scratched out a 27-22 win. In his first start as quarterback, sophomore Alex Padilla passed for two touchdowns and rushed for another. This was Padilla's first full game replacement for Petrus. And as long as we're hanging out in the college football area, here's the scores from all the college games around the area. The only win for an Iowa college this weekend was the Hawkeyes beating the Minnesota Golden Gophers 27-22. The Texas Tech Red Raiders beat ISU 41-38. Drake lost to St. Thomas, Minnesota 21-14. And the Panthers from UNI lost to Missouri State 34-27. And as long as we're hanging out in the football world, I'll give you a quick look at the scores from the NFL games yesterday. The Tennessee Titans beat the Saints 23-21. The Bills beat the Jets 45-17. The Lions and the Steelers, that was 16-16. The Colts beat the Jaguars 23-17. Washington Football Club beat the Buccaneers 29-19. Patriots beat the Browns 45-7. The Cowboys beat the Falcons 43-3. The Panthers beat the Cardinals 34-10. The Vikings beat the Chargers 27-20. The Packers beat the Seahawks 17-0. The Eagles beat the Broncos 30-13. And the Chiefs beat the Raiders 41-14. That makes our Jamie Grout very happy. He came in this morning in a very good mood, and it was because of the Chiefs. And tonight, for Monday Night Football, the Rams will play the 49ers, and I'll have that score for you first thing tomorrow. And let's take a quick look at some basketball. After a pair of losses to open the season, the UNI men picked up their first victory Sunday night with a 95-58 win in basketball over the University of Dubuque. And since we're talking basketball, we'll take a look at your NBA scores from yesterday. The Spurs lost to the Lakers 106-114. The Hawks beat the Bucks 120-100. The Nets beat the Thunder 120-96. The Hornets beat the Warriors 106-102. The Suns beat the Rockets 115-89. The Nuggets beat the Trailblazers 125-95. And the Bulls beat the Clippers by 1 point, 100-99. And to go ahead and wrap up your sports in the noon hour, I'll give you a quick recap from that Formula One race yesterday. You know me, I cover my Formula One. Lewis Hamilton started the race Sunday in 10th position. He was able to pass his opponent Max Verstappen on lap 59 and ultimately received his 100th and first career win. Verstappen, the number one driver for Red Bull, led for the majority of the race, but eventually Hamilton was able to pass him. And Hamilton still is behind by 14 points in the championship, with Max leading. At the start of the race, Verstappen took first immediately from Bottas on the first straightaway. Hamilton went from 10th to 3rd in less than 5 laps. Norris tried a gutsy move around Sainz, which led Ferrari cutting down the left rear of McLaren. Hamilton and DRS made a lunge around the outside of Verstappen. Verstappen cut him off and led both drivers off of the track and made grass fly everywhere. The FIA has not taken any action yet on this. There's discussion of a penalty, but it has not been verified. In the end, the Red Bull team could only hold off Mercedes for so long, and as we said on lap 59, Hamilton passed Verstappen and left him in the dust, claiming the win. Red Bull had one more trick up their sleeve, though, as they pitted Perez, the number two driver, who ended up grabbing the fastest lap point. Currently, Max Verstappen leads in the championship, 332.5, Hamilton right behind him at 318.5, and there's still hope for Hamilton to win the championship yet again. And that's a look at your sports in the noon hour with me, Carl, the new guy. Let's get back to it here on KCOB.